Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we adore you. We bless and honor you. We say thank you, Jesus, for your goodness, your mercy, your grace. Thank you for your great favor. Thank you for your love. Father, we are grateful that you, the Most High God, speak through us as we open our mouths, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We are thankful, Father God, for your love, your mercy, your grace. And you said, who can know their errors? So forgive us for every error, every presumptuous sin. Forgive us, Lord God. We forgive us when we in error, transgressions, trespasses against you, presumptuous sin. Forgive us, O God. Create a clean heart in the mighty name of Jesus. We adore you. We bless you, our God, in the name of Jesus. We cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. We cover the children, their families, with the blood of Jesus. Every intercessor that's coming on, that's already on, we plead the blood of Jesus over us in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we are grateful that you will lead us as we open our pray for the children in Africa, Australia, North America, South America, and Europe. We're so grateful, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we can trust in you. We bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge from the enemy because we pray. And so we are thankful for Tuesday prayer families in the name of Jesus. So we give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for the Bible, the book that gives us basic instructions before we have to leave this earth. And Father, we are grateful that you, the Most High God, know our name, our location. You know every child, even the ones whose mothers are pushing now, even those that come out, oh God, coming out the birth canal, you know them. You have great plans for them. So we agree with your plans for the children all world. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Vivian, it's on you. You can just me and you.
All right, praise God. Thanks. I give you thanks for all you've done. I am so blessed. My soul is at rest. Oh, Lord, I give you thanks. I give you thanks for all you've done. I am so blessed. My soul is at rest. Oh, Lord, I give you thanks. Praise God, it gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my Lord and I. It's sweeter and sweeter, sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Praise God, hallelujah. Thanks be to God for this time of Thanksgiving. Praise God, we thank God for every child that's going to be born and every child that's going to be brought into the kingdom. Hallelujah. So, Sister G, we're going to start out for the salvation, that children be saved at an early age and they'll follow after Christ. Praise God.
And amen. Father, we thank you, oh God, that you know the children. You said you knew them before you shaped and formed them in their mother's belly. And we are grateful that you knew us as all the children that you have birthed into this world. You know their fingerprint, social security number. You know everything about them. And Father, you said you want them to be saved, set free, filled with your Holy Spirit, and delivered. So we're asking you, Lord God, that they learn, they're taught about you, even while they're in the womb, that they will, their parents will talk about you, the Most High God, and letting them know that you are the great and mighty I am. You are the one that we serve. You are the one that created them. You're the one that created us. You're the one that keeps breath in our bodies on a daily basis. So I thank you, Lord God, that our children will learn about you when they're very young, and they will have great peace. In the name of Jesus, they will be obedient to their parents, those who have rule and authority over them. We are so grateful, Father God, that you said for the parents to train them up in the way they should go, and when they're old, they will not depart from it. So we are thanking you today that the part of the training, they will learn about salvation and what it means to be saved from their sins. Oh, God, because when they do wrong, they need, oh, God, to be taught to repent evil, wickedness, and many of our children are not taught about you. But I ask you to make a way, send somebody who could teach them about you at an early age so they can be saved, oh, God. We're looking forward to the children being saved and being safe in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Praise God. Lord, we thank you for the children, oh God, that we have on our list, baby Chloe, baby Zoe, baby Rivia, Lord God, the children that we are praying for all this year. God, we thank you for them and all them that we don't know, God. We are lifting them up, all the children, oh, God, that's sick, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that they be healed. Then we thank you, Lord, at this time. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing where we can't see, but we know that your hand is moving, God, on our children, God. So we pray, oh, God, for all the children, the young ones, oh, God, that they don't catch this respiratory virus that's going on, God, that their lungs stay clear, oh, God, because of the blood of Jesus. Lord, we apply the blood over the children, oh, Father God, those that are in hospital rooms, oh, God, that's fighting with this virus, God. We command every virus to go and dry up in the name of Jesus. We command malaria to dry up in the name of Jesus, off the mosquitoes, God. We command COVID, Lord, to dry up. We did command going around now, oh, the flu, in the name of Jesus, to dry up. We command it to do so under the power of the Holy Ghost and the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus over our children today, God. Oh, God, that they'll be kept from all harm, God, in the name of Jesus, of sicknesses, oh, God. The no sickness will land them in a hospital, oh, God. When it come upon them, it'll have to go because we done prayed and pleaded the blood, and the parent is pleading the blood. We pray that parents right now are praying for their children when they see so many things are going on, viruses are every way, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that they will, oh, God, power under the Holy Ghost, oh, God, yes, Lord, God, and believe the miraculous for their children. Hallelujah, praise God, that they will power and know they need the power of God in times like this, God, to keep their children from all hurt, harm, and danger, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We are praying, oh, God, that our children, God, will be whole and be joyful, and God, oh, the joy of the Lord will be their strength. They will skip along. They will hop along. God, oh, God, Father God, oh, they'll be so joyful, joyful, joyful. We decree it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah. Sister G, pray for the children that are being abused in the home.
Yes. Father, I thank you that you are the protector of our children. Lord, you know everything going on with every child in their households. You know their fathers, their mothers, their sisters, and their brothers. And Lord, many children are being beat and mistreated. They're being beaten every day. They're being mistreated. Some of them are being starved. Some of them, Lord God, have to make hospital visits because they've been beaten so bad and they're injured, oh God. Help the teachers and the school officials to realize and to recognize what's going on with those children, Father. In the name of Jesus, we're thanking you today in the name of Jesus for saving them from destruction, oh God. Every inherited curse of abuse, violence, oh God, anger, rage, oh God, we cut it off in the name of Jesus. Every rageful parent, every rageful sibling, we cut it off at the root. We decree and declare the children will not be hit. They won't be starved. They won't be mistreated, but they'll be loved. I think that they'll be loved in the name of Jesus. That love, they'll be accepted. They'll be loved. Every generational curse that's coming through the bloodline is cut off in the name of Jesus. They will not be rejected. They will not be under an oppressive situation anymore. That the proper authorities will be notified concerning, oh God, the abuse in the home. I thank you that the state and the city will be notified, the police will be notified, and that child will either be removed or the parents, oh God, will be observed. I thank you for cameras being put in those homes. If they're to stay in those homes. But, Lord, most of them need to be removed because even though the parents may stop beating them, they're still rejecting them, mistreating them in some way. So we thank you, Lord God, for finding good homes for those children that are being abused to go in. If they have to go into state home or into private homes. In the name of Jesus, where someone has been waiting for a child, wants children, oh God. But I thank you for the healing of those children that have been abused, emotional, physical, spiritual, mental, psychological healing for them. And we are grateful, oh God. We are thankful, Father, for what you're doing in the children. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks, God. Father God. We are coming against that gay spirit, oh God. Now everybody's saying it's okay to be gay, and they're allowing their children, oh God, parents, allowing their children, Father God, to practice the gay lifestyle, telling them it's okay to be like they are. God, instead of teaching them the right way, God, steering them in the right direction, Lord. So, Father, we are coming against that spirit, oh God. We know, God, it's the spirit of the enemy. We know, Lord God, that it's a sin spirit, the way you told us, the way you burn up Sodom and Gomorrah, God. We, Father God, Lord God, let parents see and know your word. God, Father God, that they will walk. They will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. But God, oh God, stand in according to your word, God. Father God, believe in your word that their child will be delivered. And not just, oh God, accepting things the way they are, but loving them along the way, God, helping them and to see the right way and go in the right direction. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we are praying, oh God, oh, Father God, that parents, oh God, will, oh, Father God, not bow down to the enemy, but, oh, God, command the enemy, oh, God, out of their homes, out of their children, out of their husband, God. Wherever this thing tried to enter, God, it will not stay, for their children shall be whole. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, whether it be a girl or a boy, God, Lord God, help them to see what a boy is made out of and what a girl is made out of. Oh, God, that little boy have penis. Girls have nipples. Oh, God, breasts. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Girls bring forth, men plant. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for righteousness' sakes, oh God, upon our children, Lord. Oh, Father God, that they don't be carried away with every wind and doctrine that come along, oh God. Oh, Father God, still in their mind, and oh, Father, causing them, oh God, oh, to worship another God. You said the only one to worship is you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So, Lord, we are lifting up our children, oh, God, Father God, that they don't want to even taste this spirit. Oh, they won't even play with it. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that this spirit, oh, God, they will run from it and say, Lord, help me not to be in this situation. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I don't want to go to hell. Because, Lord, I remember when I was a young child, I used to lay across my bed and cry because I saw I didn't want to go to hell. Thank you, Father. We got to have a desire as a child, oh, Father God, to live for you. I'm praying, oh, God, every child will know the truth, oh, Father God, so that they will live for you. And they'll cry out as I did, I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to burn in fire. Oh, Father God, help them, oh, God. Help children to fear you. If you said we fear God, we fear you today, oh, God, that our children will have that fear, not to be scared, God, but to fear the evil things that come up on them, God, that they want nothing but the will of God. Oh, praise God. Oh, Father, help them to fear you, oh, God, and stand up and be counted for righteousness' sake. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
And Sister Jean, praise the rebuke the spirit of drugs off of them that's trying to play them. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, many of our children have gotten inherited curses in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that every inherited curse, or whatever it is, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, of drugs and those things, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father, many children are exposed to drugs when they're very young. They see their parents smoking weed or shooting up their veins or taking pills. And so, Father, that's what they know. They think that it's supposed to be done like that. So, Father, I thank you, oh, God, for what you're doing in the children. Father, I thank you that they'll be taught at an early age that it's not okay to follow the evil way, because drugs is harming their bodies, their minds, harming their brains. It is an addiction, and that is against you. You want them to run hard after you like a deer when it's thirsty, but not drugs, alcohol, any addictions, oh, God. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Oh, God, we thank you. We praise you, Lord. We honor you today for what you're going to do for the children whose families and them, many children's parents, have never taken drugs, but they were influenced by the enemy, excuse me, to come in and to try the drug. And then they got hooked on the drug. They got addicted to it and couldn't hardly get off of it. So we pray, Lord God, for them to be, the addiction to be broken off of them. Pray in the name of Jesus that you, oh God, would set them free in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we are honoring you. We are blessing you. We are giving you glory. We are giving you for what you're doing in the children who are addicted to drugs. We thank you for removing that from them, that they will lose the taste in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Praise God, Lord God, oh Father God, we are in the time of Thanksgiving, Lord God, oh in this month, oh God, and there is joy, oh God, but there are some parents, oh God, that have children behind prison walls, oh God, and some parent can't accept it, and some parents, oh God, it's a hard time between now, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. Father God, I pray, oh Father God, today, God. Oh, for this is the day that you have made, God. I pray that every parent will look up and not be sorrowful and not be sad if they don't have their child there. But God, give him all of her, all over to you, God. Lord God, that you, they will enjoy and rejoice, oh God, no matter what, God. Oh, Father God, they say, come what may. Oh, but I'm still going to praise the Lord. I'm still going to be joyful in your sight, God. God, they'll keep their mind upon you instead of the circumstances or the consequences, oh, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, they'll look up toward heaven and, Lord, and glorify you. For you are worthy to be praised, oh, God. Praise in the midst of every situation, God. Thank you, Father God, that they've born a child no matter where they are, God. Oh, Father God, there was a seed planted and it grows. And Lord God, all we have to do is pray, oh God, that that child, oh God, be forgiven because you already done it, that he forgive himself or herself. Oh, Father God and Lord God, they'll look up toward the heavens and say, Lord, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sin, for I am sin, and come short of your glory, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So look on all those, oh, God, oh, Father God, behind prison walls, oh, God, Father God, oh, God, that may have made a mistake, oh, God, but mistakes can be turned in, oh, God, to blessings, oh, God. Lord God, let them know it's a blessing that they're not under the ground but on top of the ground. In the name of thank you, Lord God, they're being fed. Oh, Father God, a meal. Oh, Father God, thank you. Oh, Father God, for that parent, that they'll look at the good instead of the bad. Hallelujah, Father God, because every good thing, oh, God, can be, oh, every bad thing can be turned around to good. God, because you in the midst, oh, God. Lord God, you didn't give up on them, God. You just said, oh, pray for them. Father God, we lift them up to you, wherever they may be. All those on God's favorite list and around the world, God. Lord, they may be over there in Africa. They may be, oh, God, in different places of this country, God. We'll believe in you for them, God. Lord God, they'll call upon your name, oh, God. They'll serve you, oh, God, not with their lips, but from their hearts, oh, God. Lord, say, oh, God, deliver everything that was not like you, oh, Father God. Give me a clean heart, yes, Lord God, that I will serve you, Lord God. Oh, God, that's what we want to hear from our children and from our parents as well, God. Oh, God, to be servants of you, to obey you, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We are thanking you, Lord God. Oh, God, what is going to be done in this month, oh, God, and the months to come. Hallelujah, praise God. Lord God, you're going to do great and mighty things, God. God, things that we know not of yet, God. Oh, God, but we are believing because you told us to believe, oh, God, upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, you told us to trust, oh, God, trust in the Lord with all our heart, our mind, and our soul. Oh, Father God, not lean to our own understanding, or you will direct our path, oh, God. Hallelujah, praise God. We are just standing on your promises, God. Yes, God, we are standing on your promises, God. Believe in you, Father God. Oh, for the miraculous, because you can do anything but fail, God. Yes, Lord God, we are believing you, Lord, and trusting you, Lord God. Because you said you will bring it into fruition. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Amen.
Amen. Oh, Vivian, Sister June Paul is on with us. Do you want to pray, Pastor June Paul? You want to just listen? I don't know where she went, but she
one point. I don't know. I can say something short. Yes, it's my third time being
out. Okay, you want to just listen? Do you want to just listen? Because we need to move on.
All right, well, go on and move on.
Okay, go ahead, Vivian. I'll pray next. Go ahead.
All right. Pray for children that's being adopted and are adopted in the way God wants you.
Okay. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, there are many Hannahs out there. Many Hannahs. And they want men children, girl children. And they are praying for children, Lord God. And Lord, many children are praying for parents. Many children are praying for their parents. They're praying because they don't have a father or a mother. They're in an institution. They're in some facility where they are foster care. They don't have parents, and they wish to be adopted. They wish to have a father and a mother and sisters and brothers, or they wish to have somebody who want them, somebody who cares for them, somebody who is just, you know, wants a child. And there are many women, and there are many men who want children, families, a father and a mother. They want children. So we are praying that the children who desire to be adopted will be adopted. And Lord, many teenagers are left behind. Most parents want to adopt young ones, the babies or the toddlers or the young ones. Teenagers get left behind. So Lord, we pray for someone that, you know, would like to adopt a teenager in the name of Jesus. So we are thanking you, we are blessing you, we are honoring you, we are giving you glory, praise, and thanksgiving because, Lord, we know that you give the children the desires of their heart according to your plan. So allow them to have a father and a mother that loves them, one that knows your name, one where they can be trained in the way they should go, one where they can be a household, where they can be taught about you. No matter what age they are, where the parents are having Bible study, they're teaching the Word of God, and they're training the children. So I pray for every child that wants to be adopted would have an adoptive family in Jesus' name. Amen. Sister Vivian, Sister Annette just joined us.
Okay. Sister Annette, can you pray for children that they get fair sentences before they go to judge, before the judge, that they won't be judged according to their skin, where they from, but according to the word of God?
A fair sentence. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we love and praise, bless, and honor you today, Lord God. Father, we just thank you for the privilege and opportunity of coming in your name, Lord God. And Father, we know that you are God of justice, Lord. And as we cry out for our children, Lord God, we pray that we're praying for fair sentencing. First of all, the system is not fair anyway because many young black men in America are locked up unjustly. But God, we ask you, Lord God, to deal with the judges' hearts, that they would give them just sentences, Father, they would be fair, Father, that it would be based on the actual crime that they committed, that they have been accused of, Father, that they would not be biased and have preconceived ideas and notions, Father. And, Father, that they would be fair based on the circumstances, the situations, and the facts in the name of Jesus. And, God, as we pray for the fair sentencing, Father, in the state of Florida, $650 million was set aside for new prisons. God, we pray for a change in our judicial system, in our prison system, God, that they would not continue to violate the black race, because prisons are the third largest industry in the United States of America. And God, any country that has prisons as the third largest business, something is wrong in that country. So we're praying for a change in the system, as well as that the judges would give the young people fair sentencing, God, that they would not put them in jail, Father, just as a community. But, God, that the prisons would be rehab centers where the children, young people would learn skills and stuff that they can utilize when they come out. So we pray that you would touch the hearts of the judges. You said that judges are to use wisdom. They are to be fair and just. And so, God, we pray even for their salvation, Lord God, and we pray that you convict them if they give unjust sentences to the young people. And then we pray for the people, Father. We pray for them that they would accept you as their Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, I pray and give you thanks. Amen.
Amen.
Vivian, yes. Sister Mary Nichols just joined us, too.
All right, Sister Mary.
Yes.
All right. Can you pray for children that have been stolen into slavery?
Dear Heavenly Father, we do praise you, Lord. We thank you. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your salvation. Lord, we are grateful that you are protecting and providing for children who have been stolen. Lord, I just ask you to lift them up, release them from the slavery that they are being brought into, release them from the wicked people who would even touch them, look at them, treat them, mistreat them. Oh, Lord, there is an awful, awful thing that is going on with children. And because you receive the praise from children, that is why wicked, wicked, evil people are trying to prevent children from being, to come to you in this world, because they don't want you to receive the praise, praise of children, praise of adults, praise of everyone. But Lord, you said that ideas and the plan of man will not defeat you. And we're just grateful for that, that knowledge, that confidence in you, that this is your truth, Lord. And so, Lord, we just ask you to save the children, protect them, keep them close to you in their hearts as well as their little bodies. And we just ask you, Lord, that your people all around the world would pray and protect the children. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Glory, 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 glory. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father God, we are bringing the children to you, oh God, that our young people, oh God, that seem to have a slothful spirit. God, you don't like slothfulness, oh God. We bind that slothfulness off of them, or standing on the corner, oh God, don't want to go to work, looking for somebody to give them something. Lord, when they are strong enough to go to work, if you said if a man don't work, he don't eat. But Lord, we are taking care of these children now. We are not obeying your word, God. We are being lenient and give them the freedom to eat off someone else so they won't go to work. Lord, we bind the spirit on our young people. Lord God, that a spirit of and a desire to come up on them to go out and work with their hands by the sweat of their brow. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, that children don't be slothful, that they were made to work for themselves and take care of themselves. Father, our young men, it is hard to find young men for our young girls because young men does not want to go to work. They want to lay up on the check of the woman. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we are binding this spirit. Our young men need to go and learn how to take care of their wives. Lord, let them be taught. Lord, let the ministers, oh God, reach out to them even more and teach them, Lord, that they need to go to work, that they weren't made to just stand on the corner and play and laugh or lay up in the bed all day. We bind these spirits. There are so many spirits on our young people now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, they are serving other gods and demons, getting tattooed up and earrings in the ears of the hip-hop. Hallelujah. Praise God. Deliver. Deliver our young people. Hallelujah. Praise God. Set them free. Set them free from every demonic spirit, oh God, that is carrying them and swaying them, and, oh God, snatching, pulling at them, oh God, to try to be like the other. Oh, Father God, we curse these spirits, every demonic spirit that's upon them right now. We curse it from the root in the name of Jesus. We send it back into the abyss. Oh, in the name of Jesus, speak and respond in the name of God. Oh, Father God, deliver, deliver our young people, oh God, that's being slothful and don't want to go to work, God. Lord God, set them free, set them free, set them free. Oh, Father God, Lord God, let them, oh God, be thankful. Let them be thankful that they found a job, some kind of job, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, Father God, to help them and not to rely upon this system in the name of Jesus, Father God. Help them, oh, Father God, to know a little piece of job is better than nothing. And if they start off with a little thing, oh, God, you help them to grow into bigger in the name of Jesus, Father God. Help our young people, oh, God, Father God, that walks with this coat on, God, Father God, thinking they all that we're nothing. Can't take care of nothing. Can't take care of themselves, neither a wife or child. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, system got to take care of their children. Father, in the name, we are cursing these spirits, oh God, because many of them is roaming around with our children. Deliver them. Deliver them. I apply the blood right now as I see them in the spirit. I apply the blood of them right now, and I command them to rise up in the name of Jesus and be counted for, in the that they will not be a burden to their mothers. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, or to their father. God, you said in Proverbs what a rebellious son is to a mother and to the heart of a mother. God, it even goes into a heart, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord, make her sorrowful. Oh, God. Sometimes I've heard them say, I'm sorry I even brought you here. But God, let no mother say that, God. Let us speak, oh God, you shall rise up and be counted for. You are mine. God gave me a child, oh, that I can be thankful for. And this child shall serve you, Lord, with all their heart, mind, and soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
All amen. Right.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sister G, pray for our children that are in school, that they are learning. Whatever the devil thought they couldn't learn, they are learning. They are going to be what God said they're going to be. Amen.
Okay. I have Rose on the line with us. Rose, would you like to pray that prayer target that children will be like Daniel and his friends. They will excel in their learning.
Yes, Mother. Yes. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to say thank you to God, for you are good and you are wonderful, Father. We give you praise. We give you glory, O God. We thank you for the lives of our children, O God. We cover them, O God. They are in schools, O God. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you will cover their minds, O God, that whatever they go to school for, O God, they will go, they will learn, O God. We come against every distraction in the spirit in the name of Jesus. We come against every wrong friendship in the name of Jesus. Father, you said in your word, a double-minded man is not stable in his ways. So every double-minded spirit, O God, that will come upon our children when they go to school, O God, that they cannot focus, they cannot think, O God, we break that spirit over their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray, O God, that they will be focused, they will be sharp, O God, as a serpent and wise, O God. We thank you, O God, because you said, children, O God, they are inheriting and they are blessings for you, O God. Lord, we thank you for our inheritance, O God. We thank you for our blessings. We come against everything, O God, that is not of you. Every new age spirit, every generational spirit, we come against that in the name of Jesus. We seal the minds of our children under the blood of Jesus. There will be great and mighty men and women in the Lord in the name of Jesus. Where we didn't exceed, O God, our children will exceed, O God. Where we didn't succeed, O God, our children will succeed, O God. Everything, O God, of the enemies, every trap of the enemies, O God, in the academic standard, O God, Lord, we come against it in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, O God, as they read their books, O God, they will have understanding. They will have understanding. Every scripture, every subject, O God, that their classroom they will go to, O God, they will have an understanding, O God. We pray for success, O God. We pray in the name of Jesus that your favor and your grace, O God, will rest upon them. Lord, we pray, O God, they will not get tired. Neither will they get weary in the name of Jesus. Because you said, they that know that God, that your man will wings as equal. Everywhere that they will go that they're not supposed to be, O God, we remove them by the blood of Jesus. Every wrong friendship the enemy will bring, O God, will distract them from their purpose, O God. We remove them in the name of Jesus. We pray that they will be focused. We pray that they will be rooted. We pray that it will be granted. Lord, you say a man that is lacking self-control is like a city without wall. We pray for self-control. Self-control over their life. They will control their emotions. They will control their wants. They will control their needs. They will control their desires. Lord, they will be focused. We also pray, oh God, that they will be obedient to their parents, oh God. They will also be obedient to their teachers, oh God. Those that you have placed over them in school. We thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. Our children, oh God, will be the light in their schools. Where there is darkness, our children will stand as a light. And where they stand, oh God, the gifts of hell shall not prevail. We give you praise. We give you glory. You say, whatever we ask in your name, it is a confidence that what you cannot do, what you cannot change does not exist. So we believe it is settled. We join our faith with every mother on this land. And we pray for children of the world. Lord, we said it was settled. Our children's life is settled and covered with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, they will have scholarships. They will have academic scholarships. Great and favor will be upon them. We give you praise. We give you glory because you have already done it. And we just want to say thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with thanksgiving.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rose.
All right. Sister G, pray for children in war-torn countries, Syria, Baghdad, Iraq, Afghanistan, Turkey, Honduras, over there in Ukraine, wherever the Lord leads you to pray for children.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, you know every child by name. You know their fingerprints. You know the end of their lives from the beginning. You know situations that our children are in that they will face in the name of Jesus. And you know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, the children that are in countries are going through wars. They're going through wars. Some of them are very young. Some of them have been separated accidentally from their parents. And, Lord, we cover them with the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for protection for them. We thank you, Lord God, that somebody will take care of them, feeding them daily, Lord God. We thank you that the children in those countries will eat daily. They'll be in a safe place in you. 1,000 may fall at one side, 10,000 at the other, but no harm will come nigh the children in the name of Jesus. So, Father, even though their countries are at war, I thank you that our children, Lord God, will be safe. They'll be protected. Oh, God, you are their shepherd, and they shall not want. They shall not want for peace of mind. Wherever they go, they will have peace of mind. If they have to run from shelter to shelter or one area to another, oh, God, they will be safe. That, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that the bombing, the shootings will not come near them in the name of Jesus. We're so grateful that you are their protector in the name of Jesus. You are protecting them from seen and unseen dangers. In the name of Jesus, you are the strength of their lives. Help them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to rise up in the name of Jesus and be taught. They need to be taught for life and godliness. I thank you, Lord God, even though their countries are at war, the children are not at war, and they need protection. They need guidance. They need direction. Help their parents to make them feel secure during this time, oh God. Dispatch holy angels of protection around them in every country that's at war. I thank you, Lord God, that they will not receive any wounds during this time. They're protected. They won't receive any diseases. They will have pure, fresh water. They will have healthy food to eat every day. They will not have to go without anything. Even they will be educated during this time when they're even moving from place to place, Lord God. I think that the word of God will be taught to them in the name of Jesus, in spite of their situations and circumstances, that they will be safe, O God. And so I thank you, Lord God, that the opposition will not shoot the children, will not harm the children. They will have compassion upon the children. When they see them, they will pass them by. And, Lord, you're able to hide our children under the shadow of your almighty wings. So even if the opposition see them, will not see them, they'll be hidden from everything that's going on around them. I think that their parents will be safe as well. They will not be wounded in the name of Jesus. We cover families with the blood of Jesus from the gunshots, the violence, whatever means of war, whatever kind of war they're going through. In the name of Jesus, we thank you ahead of time for the safety and the protection of our children in these countries where there's wars going on. In Jesus' name, amen.
So, Annette, come against the spirit of anger that it will leave our children.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we love you, we love you, we love you, we love you, we love you. And Lord, as we come before the precious, on behalf of the precious children, Lord God, Father, we pray against the spirit of anger. Lord, we know that there is a righteous type of anger. But God, the other anger is a very dangerous anger, Lord God. And so we come against that. Father, we pray that the children be balanced and aligned, come into alignment to your word, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we bind the spirit of anger. In the name of Jesus, we curse the very seed and root of it. Father, whether it's hurt, disappointment, frustration, rejection, Father, whatever the root of it is, Father, we curse the very seed and root of it in the name of Jesus. And Father, we loose, oh God, peace and calm and truth and understanding and wisdom in their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that you would open up their understanding, God, as to their purpose and destiny, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, that they would realize that what's going on or what has gone on, God, that you only will turn it around for good no matter what it was, Lord God, that that will not have the victory over them because of you. And so, God, we just pray, Lord God, that you would give them a way to express their emotions, God, be it through sports and activities, writing, singing, dancing, but good activities, Lord God, that they will be able to express themselves, journaling, God, whatever it is, God, that they would find good outlets to express their anger in the name of Jesus, Father. But we curse the spirit of anger. And so they would learn how to channel their emotions and that frustration, that energy, Father, that it would be channeled in the right direction in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we pray for their salvation, Lord God. You desire that none perish, but all come to repentance. God, the children need you more now than ever before because we are living in dangerous and dark times. And we know that the enemy is out to steal, kill, and destroy our children. But, God, we beseech you by the mercies of God to have mercy upon them, God, and to close that door of anger in the name of Jesus. You said the door you close, no man can open. The door you open, no man can close. So, Father, we pray that the door, God, whatever door that was open, Lord God, to let anger come into these children, God, we pray that that door be closed. Oh, Rabashe, Iko, Roboshane, Rabashe, in the name of Jesus, Father, close the door in the name of Jesus. And, Father, open up the door for good expression, Lord God, for wholeness and healing, oh, God, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet in the name of Jesus. And Lord of the harvest, we pray that you would loose laborers across their path to encourage them. Some of them have not been encouraged. And God, we pray that you would allow people to speak life over them, oh God. Life, 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 that they will live, Lord God. And Father, declare the works of the Lord in the name of Jesus. So we ask you, great redeemer, great rescuer, redeem their lives from destruction and crown them with loving kindness and tender mercies. We plead the blood of Jesus over them, Lord God. Father, deliver them from all evil. In Jesus' name we pray and give you thanks. Amen.
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 Sister Mary, pray against mental illness. Sister Mary? All right. Sister Rose, can you pray against mental illness?
I'm sorry. Sister Mary just came back on. She was getting her phone unmuted.
Okay. All right. Sister Mary, pray against mental illness.
Okay. Dear Holy Father, we just praise you and we thank you that you made our mind, our spirit, our body. And Lord, we pray for good mental health all around. There are so many people who are suffering with mental health issues, especially those where the enemy likes to try to take over people's minds and their emotions and deal with them throughout their lives with problems in their mental health issue. And Lord, we just ask that you would hold those people who have mental health issues in the palm of your hand and to to help them come through the fight that they are experiencing in order to live their lives as normal people, and that your Christian children are also suffering from mental health issues, so many of them, and so many of them have experienced bad things in their family, in their home, where people with mental issues have suffered in front of them. So, Lord, we just ask that you would take hold of all of our minds and our emotions so that we can better serve you, do what you want us to do, and not have to fight the mental health issue. Provide those people and the medicine, the time, the support from the community, support and families that will eliminate and alleviate the mental health issue. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Sister Rose, can you close us out?
She's gone.
All right. Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for this time of prayer, God. But not from gathering together, but not in our hearts, oh God. As we, oh God, close this time, oh God, we pray, oh God, for everyone that is on, oh God, Lord, that we come against anything, any backlash, anything that may try to come against them and hinder them. Oh God, we thank you for Sister June. We thank you for Sister Rose, Sister Mary, Sister Annette, Sister G, and myself, God. And Lord, we're coming against suicidal spirits, oh God, in the name of Jesus, off our children, Lord. We're taking authority over everything that has been mind-boggling our children, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, everything that the devil has planned, Father God, we cancel it in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for the days that we are living in, because they are holy days. They are days of good and not bad, God, that you have given us. And we thank you, Lord, that we shall rejoice in them and be glad. Thank you, Lord God, for Sister G and the orchestrate order of this line. We thank you, Lord God, that she shall live, and oh God, that she shall prosper and be in health. In Jesus' name, amen. You all be blessed.
Amen.
Amen. Love you. Thank you all so much for coming on. Love you, love you, love you. Touch.
All right.
Bye.
Love you all.